more variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey, and we're doing it again, y'all. It's second date update time.
We want to help somebody who went on a first date, thought that they were definitely going to get a second date, right, but they didn't, and now the person's disappeared. We want to figure out what happened.
I think we have like a full ghost situation here. Let's talk to Nelson. Nelson, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for helping me out.
Sure. We'll do our best, dude. Tell us about Sabrina. How did you guys meet? And then let's run through the first date.
Yeah, so we met through mutuals, you know, not really mutual friends, but like mutual coworkers, I guess. Like,
okay.
I went on a pub crawl with some of my people from work.
Right.
And then we're not like super close, but like, so I was kind of not excited about it. But then she is friends with someone else who I work with. And so she seemed like she kind of got dragged along too. So we like bonded over that. We hung out at this pub crawl and like basically didn't talk to anybody else the whole night. We were just like, just really hit it off. We had a lot to talk about. And I ended up asking her for a phone number, and we texted for a while after that, and decided up to meet up in the city for drinks and apps and stuff, you know, and it went good. It was good. I had a few cocktails cause I was kind of nervous, but like nothing crazy. And then yeah, it was good. The
Hold
food
on.
Was good. And
let's
like,
give it up one time for Nelson
about.
For like asking a girl for her phone number to her face
in real
IRL.
Life. Yeah.
One time for Nelson.
Good for you, dude.
Well, I mean, it wasn't fast. It was like 3 hours into the night.
Well,
but
whatever it takes.
But
yeah.
Still, you got someone's number in human flesh. You weren't on a dating app.
It's pretty awesome. Anyway, so.
It's true. Man. Well, but so it seemed like it was working. It seemed like maybe that was the secret that we'd all been missing. Because when we hit up on this date, it was the same. We just like picked right back up where we were on the pub crawl. It was so good. And then, we just like, we left, and I thought maybe for sure it was going to keep happening, but then disappeared. I haven't heard from her since. Like, the end of the night good. And then she's just been gone.
All right. God, I wish there was I know there's like 3 degrees of separation from friends, but could you reach out to somebody to reach out to somebody to reach out?
So I thought about asking my coworker who brought her, but like, you know, that's somebody I work with. So if this is weird, that's going to make work weird.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to like, where you sleep, you know, that thing.
I think that's smart. You don't want to get anybody involved in
potential
your
dirty
life.
Laundry there. Okay. Well, let's see if we can help you out here. What we're going to do
is we want to get involved in your dating life.
Yes, we'll get involved all day.
Well, yeah, I don't work with you guys. So if you make this weird, I don't have to see you again.
So you know the drill. We'll have you on the line. We'll have you mute your phone, and then we'll see what she thought of the whole situation. We'll give her a call after this song. Hang out. Can you hang out for a song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be silent like a mouse.
Perfect. We'll call Sabrina next. It's Second Date Update, Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey, and we are doing Second Date Update. We've been chatting with Nelson.
He's a unicorn because he met this person in real life. They didn't meet on a dating app.
It was a pub crawl. So old school. And not only that, Nelson, we're going to talk about you like you're not here for a second, but he stepped up and asked her for her number.
I love it.
Even though she was a friend of a friend of a friend.
That doesn't matter.
Respect. Anyway, Nelson, you are still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hopefully he's glowing. I think we just called you a stud for about 10 seconds. Anyway, the only issue is after their date, now she's disappeared.
Yeah.
So let's call Sabrina and see what she thought of the whole situation. Hang on, everybody. Nelson's on mute. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Sabrina, please?
Hi, this is Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina. It's Marcus and Corey from Star 101.3.
Good morning, Sabrina. How are you?
Oh, good morning.
What's up?
Do you listen to our show?
I have, but not all the time, I
I'll
guess.
Take that.
Okay. We'll take what we can
exactly
get.
Exactly what my mother would say.
trauma. We do something called Second Date Update, and that's where we talk to somebody about a first date they went on, and they want a second date, but the person's ghosted, and you happen to be the person that ghosted. Would you be willing to talk to us?
We think. We
want
to ask you, do you have a sec to talk on the air with us about a date you just went on?
I guess. Are you going to make fun of me?
I know, right?
Never.
Corey came in a little hot. I'm not
did
gonna
I get
lie.
It hot?
You did, because you told her she ghosted. We don't
I'm
know
sorry.
The actual story.
There is someone accusing you of ghosting.
Thank you. Much better. I'm on Team Sabrina. So,
oh, thanks.
Do you have a sec? Is it okay if we talk on the air?
Yeah, I'm around.
So, okay. What can you tell us about your date with Nelson? Because he'd love to see you again.
Well, we met like on this pub crawl night, and we ended up talking for like most of the night, pretty much just to each other, and we got along really well, and I feel like there was a vibe, you know. And then towards the end of the night, he did ask me for my number, which was cool, because I don't know, you know, it's been a lot of sliding into the DMs from people lately, and like, you know how it goes. Yeah. I thought that was cool, and so we did text for a bit, and then we ended up meeting up, and we had a pretty good time for a while. And, you know, the conversation was, like, easy, and I feel like the vibe was still there.
I'm waiting for her to get to the good part.
Yeah.
Something's about to go down. Well, I can just feel it. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It was just that after a while, I think he was kind of tipsy or maybe drunk. I don't know. He had a few too many drinks because he started to get kind of like overly flirty and like a little overly confident, I would say. And when we were out on the street, like after we left the spot, we were chatting, and he said super loud in the street, he was like, "So am I gonna get in your pants, babe, or no?" And I was like, "What? Like,
what?"
And he was like, "Am I gonna get in your pants?" And I was like, I don't know. And that was when I was like, I really have to go home. Cause like, who says something like that? Like, I don't know. That was really kind of creepy, honestly.
Okay. Here's the fun part.
Well, the fun part?
It is, because I have many questions now. Nelson is actually listening, Sabrina. He's on the phone with us. We were hoping to turn this into a teachable moment. Hey, Nelson.
Yeah.
Did you yell out, and I quote, "So am I going to get in your pants or not?"
Who does that?
That's what I wrote down.
That doesn't sound like me. That's not the sort of thing I would say. I can't. That doesn't seem real.
So we're going with straight up denial.
I don't remember saying that.
Okay.
Are you thinking that you had too much to drink and that's why you don't remember saying that?
I mean, maybe. I guess it has to be. But I don't know. I mean, look, if I did say that, it was a joke. Like, I like to mess around a little bit, and we've been joking all night about stuff. It was probably just like, you know, sometimes it's like funny if you say what's, you know, in the air instead of just like letting it sit there, you know?
That was in the air? Can I get in your pants or nah?
Well, you say funny like that, it's like takes the edge off it, you know? That's not how, like, I actually talk. It's like, but maybe if I'm, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think I said it.
So that's
if I
not,
did, it was probably as a joke.
All right, Sabrina, where are you at?
Look, it honestly, it did not have totally a joke vibe, you know? It was like one of those, you could play it off as a joke if the person said no, but it was not really felt, it did not really feel like a joke. Honestly, it sort of felt like I met one person and was hanging with that person, and then towards the end of the night, like, the real person came out, and I'm not really into that person.
A second ago, it was cool to ask for a number.
Yeah, but you went straight creeper.
Asking for her phone number is completely different than asking if you can get in her pants.
Look, it sounds bad. I agree. That's why, that's not the sort of thing I would normally say, but it's like, you know, sometimes you're just in the moment, you're trying to be fun and light, you know, maybe.
Was that fun and
like
light?
Everyone's being super serious about this. It was just like a joke. Everyone just lighten up a little bit.
Oh, boy.
That's not the kind of joke that I want to hear from someone that I'm going out with, honestly. I mean,
is this a lost cause?
I checked out about 2 minutes ago.
Okay. All right.
I'm tapping out.
Sabrina, where are you at? No second date, huh?
It just was not a cool vibe. Things were cool at the beginning, and they just got uncool.
All right, hang on. Note to selves, gentlemen. It's all fun and games till you put off the creeper vibe.
Oh, no.
Everybody be cool. You're at a 10, dude. I'm going to need you to 2. Slow it down. All right, second date update. Weekday mornings at 7:05. Replay at 9:05. It's Marcus and Corey.